Hallelujah. Let's find our seats as we begin our second service this morning. Actually, let's not find a seat. Let's stand together. The Lord has been here, and I know he's been moving in the sanctuary. I know he's been moving in the classrooms, and we just want that to continue as we go into the second session. So pray with me again this morning that the Lord would just continue to have his way. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the things that you have begun here this morning. I pray, Lord, that you would just help us to see it through. By your grace and through your mercy, God, let those things continue as we walk through the day and into our lives throughout the week, Jesus, that you would be our ever-present help. And Father, I pray this morning that you would be with Abby and Jordan. We thank you, Lord, for your hand of protection that was upon them this morning in the accident. We thank you for being with them, and we pray that you would help them in the next steps of figuring all this out. And God, I lift up Rebecca, my sister, to you, and I pray that you would give her healing in her body, that you would give her strength, Jesus, that she doesn't have on her own, that you would touch her in your mighty name. We lift up the Smith family to you, God, and we ask that your healing blood would just flow through them. God, that you would just help this sickness to disappear from their family. Give them strength, Lord. Anyone else who is struggling in their body this morning, we pray that you would be their strength and be their healing. Have your way this morning as we continue, God. We thank you for your presence that is here. And Lord, as we step forward in worship, God, I pray that you would just meet us in a supernatural way, that we would be changed, that we'd be transformed, that we'd be renewed, and that we would walk away closer to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for being with us this morning. If you're a guest, please make sure that you check in with our usher team at the kiosk. If you're visiting us online, we do have a bit.ly link that we'd like to collect some information so we can get to know you as well. How many of you received an email this week with your statement? How many of you checked your email this week? You did. All right. I sent you your 2022 income statement. Income. We're not paying you. You're paying us. Thank you. Your contribution statements are in your email waiting for you to click the link and download. They do expire, so do not delay. If you delay, call me. I'll help you. If you are not able to access it electronically, I can print them for you. And I haven't forgotten. I'll get it printed. Let me know. I'll help you out. But your 2022 statements are ready, so please be sure to collect those. If you have any questions, you can see me. Praise God. Pastor Jerry.
We just want to remind everybody about our Connection Fair, February 5th, coming up pretty soon here. And it's going to be a normal day. We'll have our 10 a.m. service, 11 a.m. Worship service, and then we'll have a short service, and we'll end at 11:30. We'll all head over to the Fellowship Hall. All the ministries and all the connection groups, they'll all have a booth set up. We'll have free food. We're going to have a lot of activities set up for the children there. We're just asking everyone to come out and support the groups that you're a part of, the groups that are available at our church, and just hang out. Why don't you just make your way around all the booths? I know there's going to be some cookies, some snacks, some games, some prizes, some drawings, all different types of things. I know there's going to be some brand new connection groups, at least three that are going to be showing up there that you'll get to learn a little bit about. And also, there will be, at that time, launching a brand new set of gear for our church, t-shirts, logos, all this cool new stuff you'll be able to buy there. And so we're also having some new events that are going to be this year that'll be advertised at different various booths. And so we're just asking everyone to come out and out and participate. You don't have to stay all day. If you want to hang out for 30 minutes, an hour, that'd be awesome. Enjoy one of those Chicago-style hot dogs, and we're going to have an awesome time, and we'll see you there. You know what? Let's all stand. One of the most important times of our church service is our worship time, because it's the time when we take all of our heart, our mind, our soul, and we focus it on Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm just asking you, if you're here today and you have had a rough week, why don't you just bring that rough week down here to the altar, and why don't you just present that to the Lord as a sacrifice of living that Christian life this week and just worship the Lord. And would you just do me a favor? Would you just pray out loud when you come down here, sing out loud, and just get involved with the music? And anyone who wants to come down, we'll just have you, you can just come down and worship here at the altar. And whenever it's time for preaching, we'll have you return to your seats. Amen.
Defeated. Victory is ours and the enemy. defeated. He's defeated. Victory is ours, and the enemy is defeated. He's defeated. Victory is ours, and the enemy is defeated. He's defeated. Victory is ours, and the enemy is defeated. He's defeated.
Thank you, Jesus. God, you are worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Jesus. Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Jesus, the most beautiful name of all names. Oh, yes. Jesus, the only name that brings healing and strength. Chains move and chains are loosed away. And when I speak your name, darkness flees. It has no hold.
Yeah.
but the name of Jesus, but the name of Jesus, but the name of Jesus. Yeah, no other name, no other name I know. No other name, no other name I know. No other name, no other name I know. Do you believe that this morning? No other name, no other name I know. No other name, no other name I know. No other name, no other name I know. Sing it with us, yes. No other name I know. No other name, no other name I know. No other name, no other name I know. His name is exceedingly and abundantly above anything, anything that we could ask or think he could do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I worship you, God. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No other name,
no other name I know. No other name, no other name I know. No other name, no other name. Church, there's an awesome presence of the Holy Ghost in this place today. And it started this morning. Sister Jessica Rivas preached an incredible message in our adult Bible class. If you weren't here, you need to go home, listen to that. And you can be seated this morning. So great to be in the house of the Lord. I know we had a little bit of a snow last night, and kind of makes everything look really clean and pretty. And our snowplow team was here at 3 o'clock this morning getting the lot all plowed off and the sidewalks and such. And I'm thankful for Johnny Grant, and I think he's home taking a nap right now, which that's understandable. If you're a guest of ours, we have a couple gentlemen. I don't want to be embarrassing, but they're from Florida. And I said, well, you picked the wrong time to come to Wisconsin, but they work for Lockheed Martin, and they're doing some work out at the airport. How many of you realize the F-16s that fly over? I love hearing them every morning firing up and hearing them. You can always tell, but they're going to be replaced with the F-35. And these gentlemen are helping in that transition, so thank you so very much. And enjoy your stay here in Madison. And also Jessica Atkins, it's good to see you here this morning. And if you're a guest and I've missed you or didn't get to meet you yet, we'll try to catch up with you after service. We're speaking on a topic in the month of January this season of time. We've been talking about pressing on, and we started off. We started talking about various issues in life that we have to deal with, and such. But we've been covering the scripture, our topical scripture, I guess, for this series is Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 15. I'm going to read this. Hopefully you have familiarized yourself with this. This is Paul writing to the church at Philippi. And he says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." He then uses this line, which we're drawing our title from, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Now that's kind of in the King James Version there. Now we sometimes struggle with the King's English. Another version puts it this way: there is one thing that I do, forgetting the past. This is Paul talking. Paul had a rather interesting past. I press toward what lies ahead. In essence, he was saying, I don't care what's happened in my past. I don't care what past frustrations, what past struggles, even what past sins and all of these things in my past life. I don't care what's happened. I'm pressing forward. I'm pushing forward. I have to push through all of this clutter. I don't want to become complacent. Sister Rivas talked about that this morning. I don't want to get stuck. I am moving forward. We have to understand one thing about Apostle Paul. If there ever was a individual that was a focused, like a laser beam, he would focus in and he would push himself. But even with all of this, the great Apostle Paul acknowledged that he isn't at the level where he feels that he should be. He has not arrived there yet. Sometimes, perhaps, we think in our lives that I've gotten this far in God, I have arrived. But I want you to understand something. We will always be a work in progress. There's not enough steps in the ladder that we can have that will satisfy what God wants us to do in our lives. He's still a work in progress. He's not considered himself to have attained or reached that height or that fullness of Jesus Christ. He has not reached his desired goal, and he's telling the church at Philippi that he's admitting, I guess, in a roundabout way, he realized that God is still pruning and God is still shaping him and he's still trying to be a better Apostle Paul. He says, I will not give up on this venture. I will not give up on my goal. I press toward the mark of the higher calling of God in Christ. Over the past few weeks, we've covered many areas of life. We've covered some of the areas of deception that the enemy uses when it comes to God's word. He dilutes the truth to the point that it can become a lie. He puts just a little bit of truth in it and confuses us at times. We covered the various methods in which our adversary uses to confuse us and to frustrate us and control us. And we covered the weapons that God has given to us to fight against our enemy. Today, we're going to combine all of these together and see how we can use them as we press forward, as we press on. Have you ever wondered or have you ever asked God this question? Why do I have to go through this? I've had a lot of conversations with many of you, and that question has come up in our conversations. Perhaps you thought, God, why am I going through this fire? We oftentimes, Sister Rivas, we talk about our troubles, our trials as going through the fire. And we ask ourselves, God, why do I have to go through this fire? Well, I realize that no one wants to go through hard times. No one wants to have trials. No one wants to be tested. I can tell you with absolute certainty that you will find in the fire, if you look, you will find there is a miracle in your fire. There is a miracle in your fire. I want you to look at yourself. I want you to say your name. There is a miracle in my fire. Can you do that right now? Boy, that didn't sound very convincing. Brother Dennis, there's a miracle in your fire. Can you say that? There's a miracle in my fire. One of my favorite Bible stories as a child, we used to have a set of records. We called them LP, albums. Some of you don't even know what I'm talking about there. Brother Hawk gave me a CD this morning. Now, for some of you that are the newer generation, you probably have never seen a CD. I'd like to show you and share with you. Brother James, I don't think this one's going to play very well, but I just put it in my pocket. But this is a CD, or what's remaining of a CD. An LP is about 10 times this diameter. You put it on a record player. That's what they were called then, a phonograph. And we had a record player, and it was ABI, Sister Norris, had these Bible stories that she would tell. And I don't know if any of you ever remember those, and she would animate them, and I would listen. We would all gather, John and Steve would gather around, and would listen to that. That was our form of entertainment. We didn't have a television in our home growing up. And one of my favorite Bible stories on this album was about the three Hebrew children. Well, I found out later they really weren't children. It's not like Nebuchadnezzar was throwing kids into the fire. But nevertheless, we're gonna talk a little bit about this story this morning. We're talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were cast into a fiery furnace that was heated up 7 times hotter than ever before by a decree of King Nebuchadnezzar. Now, King Nebuchadnezzar, if I could ever say there was a king that was somewhat a little bit schizophrenic and somewhat a little bit up and down, and he was quite a character. You can read about him in the scripture, but he built this giant golden image unto himself, and he must have thought himself to be quite handsome and quite good looking. There's some mornings I look in the mirror and I'm like, no, that's not what I expect. I'm not quite for sure that this is an accurate reflection that I'm looking at. But according to scripture, King Nebuchadnezzar had this huge statue of himself, golden statue. And he expected all of the people in his kingdom to bow down to this statue. Well, as they were all gathered together and the music played and all this and that, the three Hebrew children refused to bow down to his statue. They refused to bend to the social pressures that were being placed upon them in that day. Now, we talk about social pressures today being placed upon us as Christians and upon us as individuals. I don't think we can quite understand or grasp what it was like there when the entire nation bends their knees and they're the only three standing. That's social pressure. Especially when you see a fiery furnace being fired up and flames shooting 100 feet up into the air, knowing if you don't bow your knees, that's where you're going to end up. You're not just going to end up ghosted on some social media page. That is so painful, by the way. I don't know if you've ever, is that the right term? Am I using the right term? Is that right? I heard somebody else use that this week, so I'm proud of myself. I can't be ghosted because I don't have social media. So here, some would blame the astrologers in this case, but they're the only instruments. There were agitators in the crowd that wanted, they were jealous of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. As remember, the attacks on us and our faith are not always from flesh and blood. I have found out over the years that sometimes we personalize our attacks. So-and-so said this, so-and-so said that. But we have to remember in our study that we have been reading and we have read also from Ephesians 6:12 in the Amplified. It says, for we're not wrestling with flesh and blood. We are not contending with only physical opponents, but against the depositions, against powers, against the master spirits who are world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. It's important to always understand who the enemy is. This is why we talked about our weapons of warfare. We talked about the Holy Spirit that dwells within us as something that it teaches us. It gives us the power of discernment. So we use that Holy Spirit. We have to understand who the enemy is, regardless of who they are or how they are known. Our life story that we're talking about today comes from the book of Daniel. So the king calls Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he offers them one last chance to worship him and his gods, or they were going to face the consequences. Daniel chapter 3, verses 15 in the New Living Translation says, and if you refuse, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. And then what God? What a challenge. And he says, and then what God will be able to rescue you from my power? That's a pretty potent proposition to Jehovah God. We look at what happens to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and how it relates to each of us as we seek to find our own miracle within our fire. The first thing is we have to stand up for what's right regardless of the consequences. You see, there could be no miracle of the fiery furnace if they bowed their knees. Listen to me, you can write this one down. This is a good one for you note takers. You can compromise procedure, but you could never compromise principle. We can compromise our process, our procedures, but we can't compromise our doctrine. There's some things that are non-negotiable. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not willing to compromise their principle or not willing to compromise their doctrine. They had been taught from young children, one God, one God. There's only one God. Oh ye. It's the Ten Commandments had been seared into their minds. So, by bowing down to anyone else than the living true God, Daniel 3:17-18, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue you, or he will rescue us from your power, your majesty. Notice as their response that their three Hebrew children referred to the king as your majesty. O king, he will rescue us from your hand, O king. Paying reverence to. Even in refusing to worship the king and his gods, they honored him because of who he was and the position he held in authority over them. You see, it's never God's desire that we disrespect those in authority that are over us, even if they are wrong. I've had this question asked to me about honoring your father and your mother if your parents are wrong. Scripture says, honor your father and your mother. He'll deal with their offenses. That's not our position to deal with. I will honor my father and my mother, regardless of whether they are right or wrong. So in Daniel chapter 3, verse 19, Nebuchadnezzar was so furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that his face became distorted with rage. And he commanded that the furnace be heated seven times hotter. than it's ever been heeded before. Now, I've read a little bit about this story, and I've always been intrigued by this, and I've read all kinds of stuff, but according to most Bible scholars, the flames were so fierce that they rose up to over 100 feet into the air. This building here, from the floor to the ceiling, right down here up to that ceiling, is about 32 feet. So you take three heights the size of this, you're at 96 feet, you add a few more feet, and you're at 100 feet. That's some pretty tall flames. That's some pretty serious fire. And he ordered the strongest men in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and throw them into the fiery furnace. Chapter 3, verse 21, so they tied them up and threw them into the furnace, fully dressed in their robes, their turbans, whatever they had on, they were fully clothed, thrown into the fiery furnace. Notice that their hands were bound and their feet were bound, so they weren't going anywhere. They weren't going to be able to take and move around or maneuver. And every day, were placed in a position to bow down to the kings of this world. We may want to make small compromises with our spiritual principles so we can perhaps be promoted on our jobs or be accepted by those who we interact with on a daily basis. This is very critical. We may not experience a fiery furnace, but we may feel some heat. The way that our world is going and the direction our world is going. This past week here in Madison, we had a special coming out, I guess, celebration all work in our schools for children that are transgendering. And they had a big celebration on Friday. And as parents, you're going to feel all this kind of pressure. And we're going to feel this kind of pressure. And you're going to be asked questions, and you're going to have a temptation to, well, you know, whatever they do is fine as long as it doesn't affect me. This is affecting me. This is affecting us. So, however, if we stand up for what's right, we can know that God is watching, and he will be the one that manifests the miracle in whatever fire that we are facing. God is watching. Do the right thing, do the God thing. Or not doing the right thing or doing the God thing always has consequences. If you do the right thing, there's consequences. If you do the wrong thing, there's consequences. So we must understand to do what's right even when it is hard. Did you hear that? Now the next thing is we have to understand that we're not alone. In this, when you do what's right, there are many times when you may feel that you're going through the fire, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but you must understand that you are not alone. Look around you. Look at your brothers, sisters. I know we're down a little bit today because of the weather and the snow, but when we look at Daniel 3, chapter 24 and chapter 25, chapter 3, verses 24 and 25. The Nebuchadnezzar, the king, saw and was astounded, and he jumped up and said to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered, "True, O king." He answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Brothers and sisters, trust me on this. You are never alone. When your past bills are due in your mailbox, you are never alone. When you've been laid off from your job and no apparent opportunities in sight, you are not alone. When the doctor's giving you the worst report possible, you are not alone. When it seems like you have nowhere to turn to, no one to talk to, Hebrews 13:5 in the Message says, I'll never let you down. I will never walk off and leave you. In the midst of the storms that you may be facing, the troubles you're traveling through, the heat, the fire, you've got to know that you are not on this journey by yourself. 2 Corinthians 1:10, and the message says, instead of trusting in our own strength or wits to get out of it, we were forced to trust God totally. Not a bad idea, since he's the God who raises the dead, and he did it, rescued us from certain doom, and he'll do it again, rescuing us as many times as we need rescuing. You and your prayers are part of the rescue operation. Remember, whatever fire the enemy may send your way, always remember that you are not alone, that God has you in his protective care. And yes, sometimes it may get worse before it gets better. We look at this story. I like to call these, I don't like to call them Bible stories. I like to call them life stories, because these are stories about normal people living normal lives that had abnormal things happen to them. As the story unfolds, the fire was so hot that the soldiers that threw the three Hebrew children into the fire perished from the heat of the flames. Daniel 3:20, we read, and then he orders some of the strongest men in the army to bind them and throw them into the blazing furnace. And when you think things can't get any worse than the fiery situation that you're facing, well, it sometimes does. Have you ever thought or said this? Maybe you've run your car into the ditch. Oh, and you're like, oh, how bad can it get? And then you get out and find out you've bent a tie rod, or you've oil pans leaking, and you've hit something, and you're thinking, oh, it can't get any worse than this. But somehow it does. And because the king in his anger had demanded such a hot fire in the furnace that the flames killed the soldiers as they threw the three men in, while your circumstances can deteriorate, when it appears that things are going to get worse, remember one thing will never change, regardless of whatever situation you're in, and that's God's protection over you. It'll never change, Sister Jess. God's provision will never change. And God's promises will never change. So when you're in a no seemingly way out of a situation, remember, God's protection, his provision, and his promises will never change. There's a defining moment in each fire when we realize that I must release this situation into God's hands, because there's nothing I can do about it. What did Sister Jess say this morning? Let go and let God. We have a hard time sometimes, don't we, church, with letting go and letting God. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast the care, or the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Now there's one more thing we can glean from this story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as we get thrown into, or forced into perhaps, our fiery trials of life. And that is, what had you bound? This is an awesome. This never hit me until just recently. What had you bound? The fire burned it off. Think about that. The one thing that had them bound, the fire. Oh, and the king's counselors gathered around together, saw the men in the fire, and it had no power upon their bodies, nor was there any hair on their heads singed, neither were their garments scorched or changed in color or condition. They didn't even have the smell of smoke on them. Even though the three young Hebrew men landed square in the furnace, there were four immediate, obvious miracles that you could look at right away and tell that there's something going on in that fire. First, their bodies became immune to the seemingly natural force of the fire. I heat my house with wood, and last night I put on, probably the biggest log that I've put on my fire in a long time, and it was hot. I mean, that fire was cooking hot. And it's not a 100-foot flame. It's just a few feet flame. But you could feel the heat, and I singed the hair on my hands and my arms. And the second miracle, that not even a hair was singed on their hands, their head, anywhere on their bodies. And their garments were not burned or discolored. And they didn't even smell like smoke. But wait, God was not done yet. You see, this is the amazing thing about when God has us go through a fire, when God has us go through a furnace, a trial, he doesn't bail out on us. What do we read? They answered, "True, O king," in verse 25. He answered and said, "Lo, didn't we throw three men in there?" I can see Nebuchadnezzar and his rage from when he threw him in, and all of a sudden he sees him walking around, and now he's looking in there and he's saying, "Wait a minute, didn't we put three in there? Wasn't there three men that we threw in? Check them. Am I? And everybody's watching. Everybody's, no. I'm counting four. I'm counting four, and the fourth. There must have been something different about the fourth, because he says the fourth is like the Son of God. The only thing that burned in the fiery furnace that day was what had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego bound. And sometimes God puts us through a fiery furnace so that the only thing that can be burnt off of us are those things that have us bound. That's a pretty powerful point. Chew on that one for a while. What is it that has you bound in your life today? And what fiery furnace or trial are you going through? Perhaps God is allowing you to go through a trial so the very thing that binds you can be eliminated from you. You see, there wasn't a trace of the ropes that had been used to bind the three Hebrew children. You can stand this morning, and if our musicians can come. You see, we're all fighting fights. We talked about this last week, about the weapons of our warfare. We're all fighting battles, Brother Ty. You fight them every day, and I fight them every day, Brother Ryan. We all fight battles, Sister Debbie. We go through life. Life hits us. Life hurts us. We have trials. God is trying to mold us. God is desiring for us to press on, but in order for us to press on, sometimes we have to eliminate those things that weigh us down. And God sends us through fire, sends us through trials, or allows us to go through trials so that those things that bind us burn off of us. So when you're fighting the fires of hell, as you keep your focus on Jesus, we have to understand one thing, and I've just really been pushing this all season long. God, keep your focus on Jesus. Don't focus on a message. Focus on the God of the message. Don't focus on Pastor Roy and his abilities to help negotiate you out of whatever mess you're in. Focus on Jesus. I don't have the ability to get everybody, all of us. I can't even get myself out of some of my messes. I have to have God. I need God. So when you're fighting those fires, if you keep your focus on Jesus, keep your focus on his word and his ability to set you free, so that what had you bound is now burned. They came out of the fire. The only thing that didn't come out of their fire, didn't come out of the fire, was what had them bound. Your miracle, church, your miracle, brother, your miracle, sister, is in the fire. It's because who you are in the fire with. Remember the fourth man in the fire? Your miracle is in the fire because who you are in the fire with. Understand, brothers and sisters, what the enemy means for harm. What the enemy wants to use to destroy you is exactly what God can use to save you. So here today, perhaps maybe you are going through a personal fire. I don't know everyone's situation here, but I do know that the fires, sometimes I've gone through fires, I've gone through tests, I've gone through trials. It's not till after the test and after the trial that you realize God's hand was on you through the whole process. Sometimes we get stubborn, don't we? And we don't want to let go and let God. We'd rather bow our knee, take the easy way out. It's less conflict. I'll just quick bow. Lord, forgive me. No, we have to stand strong. We have to stand strong. We have the power of the Holy Ghost that God has given us to stand strong through our tests, through our trials, and through our fire. So as we open up this altar this morning, I say open up the altar. I just want to invite you. Perhaps you're dealing with going through a fire right now. Maybe you feel like the enemy has you bound. There's no better way to get unbound by the enemy than to let God walk through the fire with you and burn off whatever is binding you. If you need prayer for your body this morning, right over here, on my right, your left, Brother Rossi's down here. We will lay hands on you and pray for you. Maybe you're struggling in life. You're fighting a fire, going through a fire. Come down here to the middle and we'll pray with you. Maybe you've never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Maybe you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, repented of your sins. I just invite you to come down over here to the my left, your right, and we'll pray with you. God bless you this morning.
Bye.
Remember, stand up for what's right, regardless of the consequences. That we can compromise procedure, but we can never compromise principle. That we have to understand that we're not alone. When you do what's right, God is going to be right there with you. And we have to remember that whatever it is that may have you bound, sometimes when we hit the fire, it gets burned off. It gets burned off. And God can bring you out of it. How's that old saying go? Smelling like a rose. God bless you. Just remember, keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Press on, church. Press on. God bless you. Singing. God bless.
Show us your glory. Show us your glory. In wonder and surrender we fall down. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. Let every burning heart be holy ground. Show us your glory. Show us your glory.